We thank you. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Father, I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Olubia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. As we have privilege to minister your word today, you will grant us grace and unction to minister the word of God with power, with accuracy, with clarity, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. A clear channel will be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow, that by the reason of the Spirit and the word, you will break yokes, you will heal bodies, you will meet needs, you will dissolve doubts in our lives, you will solve riddles, you will bring clarity of understanding of revelation. And Father, will you equip us with grace and power to be doers and not hearers only, in Jesus' name. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against the effectual delivery and receiving of the word. And so, in unity with my brethren, under the covering of our fathers, and under the lordship and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, all foul spirit of weariness, infirmities, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All you such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out. We destroy your works. We resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God, seven spirits of God, to go fulfill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning our prayers. Our Father, we thank you because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that is at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. A super hand clap. 31st of May. A super hand clap. I want thee to be praised. The Lord. Greet your brethren on your right and on your left. Say you are welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's be seated. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You are welcome to Zion City Fellowship, Campus Outreach Arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastor by Pastor Luby Johnson and Momisera Johnson. Thank you for the honor to our parents. Bible says we should give honor to whom honor is due. We thank God for their decades of prayers, intercession, and purity of the word. We thank God for that. And it's a blessing, it's a heritage for us, and we do not take it lightly. Amen. So, last week, we started with Joseph, isn't it? A standard for the youths. That was on Friday. And then on Sunday, Pastor preached on Joseph. And God expounded it more. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Father's preaching. Some words came out on Sunday. I said, And I'll be talking about some of them today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Insight. Praise the Lord. That word, I said it in prayers. The entrance of your word. That's God's word. The entrance. See, some people, you can see God's word, but you didn't enter. Amen. See, that word is strong. He used it somewhere in 1 Peter. He says, so an entrance will be ministered to you. The entrance of your word gives light. Amen. And gives understanding. Praise the Lord. To the simple. That simple is humble. Amen. To the meek. And that's how you can enter. Amen. The spirit of I know it all, you won't enter. But the entrance of your word, of God's word, it gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Praise the Lord. So we talked about Joseph last week. We talked about a boy, young boy that was close to his father. Praise the Lord. And Joseph, why evil from his peers, from his youths, colleagues around him were going on, Joseph stayed away from evil. Praise the Lord. Joseph stayed away from the Yahoo boys. Joseph stayed away from prostitution, if it was a lady. What other peers were doing? Joseph stayed away. Amen. Say his brothers, they were doing, Joseph stayed away. Amen. Are you ready to be different in your generation? See, every generation has its problems and its infirmities and its corruption. Are you ready to be different in your generation? That was Joseph. Joseph was separate. Separate. Stayed close to his father, stayed close to his God. Amen. His brother was doing different silly things. And he'll come to his father and give of his evil report, of their evil reports. But the point for us to learn as youth is that dare to stay alone with God. Praise the Lord. I quoted one man of God I read after many years in my youth days. He said, I prefer to be in light alone than to be in darkness with many people. No, let me record that. I prefer to be in darkness with God than to be in light alone. It means the defining thing is to be close to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dare to be separate. Dare to be truthful to your God. Amen. Yes. They call it peer pressure. But one with God is majority. Let your path be defined. Let people know you. It's not title. It's not envy. It's not. It's that when it comes to God issue, you don't compromise. Praise the Lord. That's the spirit with Daniel too. Said he purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. Amen. Purposed in his heart. You see? See, there are some things in life. You don't get there and now say you will decide. Once you get there and you have not decided, you will do the evil they are doing. Yes. Daniel, he purposed in his heart. There are some things you make up your mind before you get there. The kind of person you are. Praise the Lord. In 2006, the way time flies, that's almost 20 years. 2006, finished my PhD. In 2007, I go for a summer course in the U.S., going to the U.S. for the first time. Invited to a course, they take only 12 people across the world every year. This was the 30th year. And I was going, the very first person from Africa. And when I got that course, I was very happy. And I immediately judged and queried my destiny and how I wanted my life to be. I wanted to go and learn and come back and build some things in my academic career. So I remember coming back and I told someone that you don't get to the U.S. and decide whether you want to come back or not. No, I made that decision here. If you wait to get there, you won't come back. Praise the Lord. You won't come back. I mean, so I had to query my own destiny. How is the trajectory? Okay, for me, it's this way, this way, this way. And naturally, on getting there, do you want to stay? This, that. I said, no. I'm going back to my country and go. That's how life is. So there are some decisions based on your destiny. Praise the Lord. You make up your mind. The kind of person you want to be. I had a sister in church here many years ago. She's a big mama now, married and with her child. But I think she was in third year in the university, And she had done well in school. So her father bought a ticket for her for holiday and to go and stay with her auntie and go to US. So the mother looked for me and said, please, she's traveling tomorrow. Make sure you talk to her today. I said, no problem, I'll talk to her. So I called her. I said, you are going to America? She said, yes, sir. Congratulations. I hope you've made up your mind the kind of life you want to live in the 3 weeks. You don't get there and decide how you want to live. No, you make up your mind here before you go. Unless, definitely she was still in school, you will come back a different person. You come back a different person. I didn't say you shouldn't go out with your friends and everything. But when you go to, when you go out in the evening, you're a woman, no? If you have your drink, hold it. If you know you want to go to the restroom, pour the drink away. Don't come back and meet your drink. They will spike it. You'll be in trouble. So I gave her tips because there's some environment once you make up your mind before you enter there. You now don't decide whether that environment will decide for you. That's the kind of thing Joseph was. Praise the Lord. I went through all these stories. Joseph was somebody who makes up his mind for God. Praise the Lord. I can't wait for the environment. The environment is toxic. The environment divorces righteousness. So before you enter, make up your mind. Praise the Lord. Joseph made up his mind. Made up his mind. Stayed close to his father. Stayed close to God. Praise the Lord. So today, the last week, we looked at Joseph from his beginning, all his dreams, praise the Lord, you remember, and his problem. So Joseph was in, nobody starts perfect. Amen. We are going to perfection. Joseph did not know that you don't tell your dreams to your half-brothers. Praise the Lord. Don't talk too much. Amen. Because whether you like, your half-brothers don't understand your dreams. You just cause unnecessary envy. Amen. So, and then finally, they sold him and took him to Potiphar's house. So it was in Potiphar's house that we ended. Praise the Lord. And definitely I remember the story of Potiphar's wife and Joseph. Praise the Lord. I think we should just start from where we ended there and continue. Let's open to Genesis 37. Genesis 37, verse. Okay, no, before we go to Potiphar's house, there's something God showed me while I was preparing today. Verse 19 and 20. You know, Joseph had dreams. Praise the Lord. He had revelation. Amen. I told you that those dreams were a product of his confession. Amen. Your people want power. And the pastor told us the pathway. And thank God for an apostolic grace. And he said, it comes from confessing the word. Confessing God's word now gives you revelation of what God wants you to be. When you now have God, you have a picture of what God wants you to be, then there is now power to fulfill that thing. People just jump straight to power. That's why there is different power nowadays. There are different powers. Be very careful. Amen. Different spirits, but they are not a spirit of Christ. Many years ago, I've said it here before, I went for a research meeting in Owerri. So when we finished, I went to my hotel room. Then in the evening, I decided to take a walk. Then I saw a poster on the wall for crusade. Title of the crusade: The Angel Called Money. So that angel, you know, angel is A-N. The N was now in Naira form. The Angel Called Money. Two things are always obvious. One, that's the crusade that will be filled. Two, a spirit will move. Those two things will happen. Careful of the spirit. Confession, revelation, power. Praise the Lord. So Joseph told his brothers of his dreams. They hated him, but his father observed him. Praise the Lord. And we said that, and Pastor said that too on Sunday. There are some dreams you only tell to spiritually matured elders. Praise the Lord. Tell it to your half-brothers. You are looking for trouble. So 19 and 20. This is brothers. Now when Joseph was coming. So let's repeat after me. And they said one to another. Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now therefore. And let us slay him. And cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beast had devoured him, and we shall see what shall become of his dreams. Praise the Lord. At the end, those dreams came to pass. Amen. But what, the devil taunted him, and we shall see what shall become of his dreams. Praise the Lord. I don't know who you are committing your dream to. I don't even know where your dreams are coming from. Praise the Lord. Because let's start from there. But if those dreams are of God, if they are of God, you will meet all the obstacles, but it shall come to pass. Amen. The brother said, let's kill him. Let's see what will come out of his dreams. That what they just said is nothing will come out. But dream that came from God, dream committed to God, it's just a question of time. Amen. Amen. It will come to pass. Praise the Lord. Give me Habakkuk. The vision is for an appointed time. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. Praise the Lord. Let's read. And the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak, not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Praise the Lord. Human being can plan. Say, let's see what will come out of his dreams. They were so sure, we will end the dream. We will kill the dream. It came to pass. Amen. Young people, pray for two things. Get close to God and tell him to bless you with long life. Everything God has planned for you will come to pass. The only key you need is stay close to God and let God give you long life. Many of the gra-gra we do and co, we want to do things by ourselves. Amen. Some things even God tells you, you want to bring it to pass by yourself. What you didn't dream yourself. You can't bring it to pass by yourself. Just wait on God. Amen. Get close to God. With constant, that's why I say, keep confessing God's word. God will start to build his dream in your life. Amen. Start to build his dream in your life. And then later it will come to pass. Amen. Say amen. It will come to pass. Praise the Lord. I don't want to go there. Yes, many of the young ones were not born. 1990. Wow, that's 34 years. The way time flies. I was in my 400 level out of 6. And my dream was clear. Very clear. That I was going to come back to academics. I was a young boy. 1990, I was 19 years old. So, clear dream. I was born again 17. It was 19. You know, come back to academics. That's a disastrous dream. I'm telling you, 1990 lecturers were poor. Very poor. They were dying. We are complaining now. Lecturers are not as poor now like 1990. Yes. Lecturers were very poor. Very poor.
So naturally, 91, 92, and 93, when I told my father that dream, he definitely looked at me that you are mad. Academics. How can you go back to academia? I'm the firstborn. You do vet medicine. He's gonna. You're the first. Tell me what you want. You want a farm? You want a clinic? You want anything? You want production? My father was an economist, so he balances things in investment and profit. So, this is my son with DVM degree, vet medicine. Will you invest? Keep your investment. I want to go back to school. But that was the dream. Praise the Lord. And for many years, it didn't come to pass. Many years. In short, my life got worse. Sounds familiar, Joseph? My life got worse. But one day, someone came to my room. One day, this is 1999, and says, there are 3 vacancies for lecturer in this department. So please come and apply. And then something just said, that's the dream. It's time. I went for an interview of 19 people for 3 positions. 5 people, 1999, already had masters. 2 or 3 were already lecturers and vets in the system. They were like, forget. But an appointed time. Appointed time. Someone came first. Someone came second. 2 of us tied for 3rd. They told the HOD. The panel stood up and said, it's tied. HOD, make the choice. And the panel left. I finished the interview. I went back to my clinic where I was working. The other person that came 3rd went to speak to all his uncles, aunties, everybody he knew. HOD, we heard so. Please, so this guy is our boy. HOD now said, HOD told me, he said, if everybody is already on my neck, on this boy, when he comes in, I will not be able to control him. I take the other guy. And that's why they were looking for me all over. There was no mobile phone in those days. So someone phoned the clinic where I was, phoned a business center up. They now came and called me down, so I went to pick the phone. Someone were looking at me, funny. I know you don't understand that kind of phone. Yeah, okay, those phones we used to use there. They say, they are looking for you. I said, for what? And you got the job. What? Appointed time. Appointed time. God gave me another word. I will promote you above your colleagues. I became professor first out of all of them. Joseph, stay where God puts you. Praise the Lord. I'm taking time on this because I'm talking to a generation that doesn't believe in long term. I'm talking to a generation that doesn't believe in long term. Whereas, the things of God, it comes in its season. Praise the Lord. It comes in its season. It comes in its season. God watched over Joseph and watched over those dreams to perform it. The brother said, let us see what will come out of his dreams. They were taunting him and they were swearing that his dreams will never come to pass. Amen. 1 verse 10. Were they not 12? They are 12. But Benjamin was at home. 1 verse 10. The temple will say, let's see what will come of his dreams. He was alone. The dream came to pass. Amen. Stay with God. Amen. Stay with God. It will come to pass. Praise the Lord. So, that is how Joseph started his life, and then they now sold him, and they sold him to Ishmaelites to Egypt. And like Pastor beautifully brought out, the brothers were confident that Joseph will die. You see, in Egypt, a slave is nothing. And they knew this Joseph dreamer. By the time he gets to the dream, they told them that they were looking at him. You say such things like that in Egypt, they kill you. So they were confident they will never see Joseph again. Praise the Lord. And you know, they said, let's see what will happen to his dreams. In case you don't know, from the time Joseph had his dream to when he sat on the throne is 13 years. Praise the Lord. Yes, I know people are calibrating their life. What will 13 years do to my life? My friend, time belongs to God. Your life is in God's hands. Praise the Lord. God may bring you on past 2 years. He may bring back 14 years. Maybe it belongs to God. Praise the Lord. It took 13 years for Joseph. 17 from the dream. I saw the sun and the moon. And 12 stars, 11 stars, bowing down before me. To when he sat on the throne, was 13 years. And it still took another time for his brothers to come to bow. Because sometimes it's pastor that bow. Please, let's clap for pastor. Under God. You see, growing up, we used to believe that when you get to the throne, that was all. The pastor said, that's not the dream. The dream was never to get to the throne. The dream was that they'll come and bow. Many times we get to the throne, we forget the dream. That dream is not complete. Amen. So what were you looking for? What really were you looking for? Just one V boot, a gold wristwatch, and two nice suits, and nobody can talk to you again. And nobody can talk to you again. My friend, the dream has not even come. That's just pre. That's just continuous assessment. That's not the exam. It's blessing. We've not read the destiny. But if you are thrown conscious, No. There was a generational dream. Generational consequences. Joseph got to the throne, but still stayed with God. Because the dream was not, you will get to the throne. The dream was, your brothers will come and bow. Still took time. Praise the Lord. It still took time. And you know what? Joseph died at 110, continually on the throne. He died at 110 on that throne. Non-stop. 80 years as Prime Minister of Egypt. God gives good deals, oh. Let me say in language you can understand. God gives good deals. Stay in God's side. Praise the Lord. God gives good deals. Okay. How did he move from Potiphar's house to the prison? Like Pastor Laulu said, let's repeat it again so that sometimes we get it. First, there was a promise. There was a what? That's what came from the dream. A what? A what? Say it louder. What? But after the promise was the pit. That's where the brothers put him. Imagine you got a promise. But the next thing that happened after promise is pit. Then after the pit is Potiphar's house. After Potiphar's house is prison. And after prison, and I got to the palace. That's all the P's of Joseph. There was first the promise. But after promise was the pit. After pit was Potiphar's house. After Potiphar's house was prison. And after prison was palace. Be patient. Amen. The promise came to pass. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It will come to pass. Okay. Genesis 19. Let me say a little bit about Potiphar's wife. I can't forget. The brothers rehearsed a word for me. We are going back there. Let me look for it. Yes. Genesis 39. Brothers read. Brothers only. And it came to pass. I didn't hear you. And it came to pass. After these things. That his master's wife, it can be his master's daughter, it can be his master's friend, girl, just so don't link it only to wife. But let us read on. That his master's wife So just a lady. Hey, I don't want to hear your voice. Brothers, that is master's wife. Cast our eyes upon Joseph. You know, last week I said when you cast iron, you cast it, it stays strong. The master's wife casts the eye on Joseph. Almost like a checkmate. And she said, lie with me. But he refused. Esau. No, I didn't hear it very well. Brothers, but he refused. I will refuse. Again. Again. That's what I say. Sometimes you make up your mind before you get there. You don't make up your mind when you get there. You will do the wrong thing when you are there. Joseph refused. Praise the Lord. No brothers, no father, nobody. He knows nobody there. But Joseph told Potiphar, looked at Potiphar's wife in there, and said, my master loves me so much. He has put me in charge. The only thing he didn't give me is you. How can I do this wickedness and sin against God? That's what Joseph said. Not against my master, against God. Sexual immorality is rampant in the world now. In short, it's normal. Know who you are. Don't dilute your destiny. In short, don't cut short your destiny. Joseph sleeps with Potiphar's wife. What will happen to the throne? It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Let's be very careful. Praise the Lord. The only thing you can get with Potiphar's wife is a little money and extra food from Potiphar's wife. Finish. And at the end of the day, obviously, Potiphar will catch you and kill you. That is that part. That's the part. A little, some few months of cover-up with Potiphar's wife, some enjoyment, and then she'll make sure she gets some extra, Joseph gets extra money, some extra clothes, and one day Potiphar will catch them and kill Joseph. So I've ended like that. Compare that to the throne of 80 years. Let's be careful. Praise the Lord. And he refused. Okay. Verse 12. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled. That's Joseph, isn't it? And got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he has brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. Praise the Lord. That's a wicked woman. Confident of force. You know, you can imagine now. The way a woman would do. Put the clothes, Joseph's clothes by her. She sat down. Just stayed until Potiphar came back. Put the clothes by her. And started Oreke. Today? Today, not today. And Pastor beautifully said, Potiphar came back. They told him the story. He was angry and sent Joseph to prison. That was a miracle. Yes. The only thing left for Potiphar, without question, is to behead him and kill him. It was just God. Slave. Your slave, there's no rule for slave. You are the owner of the slave. To be alive is your decision. That he dies is your decision. That he attempted to rape Potiphar's wife. And like Pastor said, Potiphar knew it wasn't true. He knew. He knew Joseph. And he probably also knew his wife. He also knew his wife. But you have to balance between the Joseph and the madam of the house. Praise the Lord. Because the madam of the house too can kill Potiphar. Can kill Potiphar. Now it's very, 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 very small. I actually made the joke. I said that you are life, a married man, you are alive and well. It's because your wife still thinks you are important. If the woman feels you are no longer useful, you are useless, you will go. And everybody will not come and mourn with her. Nobody will suspect that she will come and mourn with her. So Potiphar knew, we have to play this thing. We have to balance it. Okay, Joseph, go to prison. Many years ago, two of my students, ladies, walked to my office. Says, I want to see you. I said, what's the problem? Says, do you know Banze? And I said, Banze. Say, Banze, that was when Bluetooth came on, was using Bluetooth to sing a song about her and spreading it to people in the class. I said, excuse me. If there's something between you and Banze, don't come and put me in between. Her friend now says, sir, there's nothing. He's been trying to go out with her. And the girl said no. But Banze does not want to agree. He now started mocking her, singing songs about her, sending it to people. I said, no, that's harassment. Uncle, don't worry, I will talk to him. Then the lady in question now says, Oga, talk to him. Talk to him. Because if he continues, I will show mad. I say, calm down. Because I know what a woman can do. So it's just a guy talking about if he continues. I say, relax. Don't worry, I will take care of it. So you can go and say, okay, thank you. That's the power of a woman. So Potiphar knew that. Okay, we know Joseph can't do this. I can't just say Joseph should stay. I'm risking my life. So Joseph, go to prison. Praise the Lord. If you want to know the end of the story, I called Banze. I said, Banze, you want to leave UI? Do you want to leave UI? You better be careful. There's a woman who can set you up and everybody will believe what she says. So respect the school fees your father is paying and sit down and read your. Because obviously, Banze is from a middle to lower class family. Better read your book and graduate. Last year, this is probably like eight years ago. Last year, the vets were having national meeting in Lagos. After I met Banze, top guy working for a big company, he was so happy to see me. We took pictures together. I said, Ogai Shea, he still remember that his life. A big boy now with his family. Nobody was looking for anything. I said, but premature, you just kill yourself. Big boy now working for a top company. So they were doing a national vet conference. So they had this trade fair of all the companies. It was their sales rep. Looking fine. Looking good. So you wanted to trade this for a girl too that has found her own way of life too. Calm down. Praise the Lord. It's time for everything. Amen. So let me round up. Verse 19 to 23, and we close. I close. And it came to pass, when his master had the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner, Eka, I don't know when they are reading the word of God. That's when you are a quiet person. Boys who shout when Arsenal is playing Man City. But when they are reading Bible, they keep quiet. So please read. Joseph got revelation from confession. And it came to pass, when his master heard of the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Hey, I've never seen that. I just used to know the Lord was with Joseph. But it was today when I was preparing. Comma, the Lord was with him. That was not enough. And showed him mercy. What do you want that doesn't have God's mercy? What is it? Where is it? Who is it? And the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. There's nothing much to preach again. Nothing more to read. This is great. Potiphar took him. Like I say, Pastor, brother. So Potiphar knew it wasn't true. He took him to where they kept the prisoners of the king. It wasn't just of the king. Special guards. And within a few period, special guard. Amen. Because until they are proven guilty, the king still kept them. Amen. So, to the prisoner, nothing must happen to a prisoner of the king. When the king asks for it, it must be produced. So they are treated well. Really, that was favor number one. Yes, they took Joseph too. And when he got there, the head of the prison saw that there's something about this guy. Committed everything to his hand. Said, and the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Amen. And that everything he did, it prospered. Praise the Lord. Brethren, do you want to first die for prosperity of wealth without prosperity of mercy and favor? That's what Joseph started with. He was in prison, but he was prospering. People don't believe that. Praise the Lord. If you say, unprosper, you will never, but Gen Z, prosperity won't hear. I believe the Bible. He prospered. He was in prison. Amen. Don't you know there are people in mansions, in marbled places, in gold setting, and they are in prison? You don't know? Maybe you live your life the more. They are in prison. Joseph was in prison. He was prospering. You see people in prosperity, they are in prison. Some of them. One of my pastors, when I used to live in Lagos, I grew up in Lagos, Jacob Okose, told me a story. He told us, he was preaching. He went to the U.S., went to preach. So, after they took him on a tour of some of the highbrow places in that part of the U.S. that he went. It's like in Lagos, you have a visitor from abroad, then you take them to Osborne, Lekki Phase 1, all those nice places. So it took him to highbrow. So he said, the road in that place, driving through the neighborhood, you could see the cars on the road. So it's like shining bronze. That's road, though. The road, the normal road that car is passing. You can see, not shadow of the car, the car. The flower trees are genetically engineered. They are the same height, same branches, same colors. The buildings were magnificent. So he was looking. So someone now, you know, a tall guy, someone now tapped him and said, don't envy them. They have the highest suicide rate in that state. The people who live in this place. I'm telling you a real life story. They have the highest suicide rate. So just the week before, a young boy blew his head. He wrote, suicide note, I'm tired of life. He quickly gathered his mind together. Seeing what the vanity of this world can lead to. Joseph was in prison. The Lord was with him and showed him mercy and gave him favor. And he prospered. Which prosperity do you want to first get? I hope it's not the prosperity that you will be in prison. But someone was in prison. But it was prospering. Amen. I think I have to stop here, Pastor. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, there's so much to say about Joseph. And you see, a few words that just came to mind. I wrote some things down. And you might be wondering why it is Joseph we're talking about. A few things I'll let you know. Everybody's life in the Bible is supposed to reflect Christ. Are you listening to me? Everybody's life in the Bible is supposed to be a prophetic template of Jesus. Living the life of Samson. Remember, Samson was a Nazarene with 7 locks of hair, you know, and mighty upon the earth. Everybody that you see in the Bible, from Enoch, from Adam, even Adam, Jesus is the what? Is the second Adam. I listen to me. Jesus is the last Adam. So everybody's life, Moses is a type of Jesus, isn't it? Ruth, Esther is a type of Jesus. Every Isaiah, everybody that you have seen, they're all supposed to be reflecting Jesus. And the reason why we are celebrating Joseph this day is because Joseph allowed God and fulfilled the steps of becoming like Jesus. And so it's like somebody that is supposed to score goals, you know, and then he scores goals and he wins. That's why we're celebrating him. It's not as if he didn't have challenges, but, thank you, sir, his life reflects Christ. I mean, he was sold for 30 pieces of silver, just like Jesus, do you understand? But in the midst of all the challenges, he was able to circumvent and do the needful thing that at the end made him fulfill purpose and destiny, so that we can look at his life and look at Jesus' life and see, you know, a parallel. Many other people in the Bible are supposed to be like that. But some of them had, where they're supposed to make choices, because God will not overrule your choice. You're still a free will being, you know, and you're supposed to live your life. But we're looking for your life to be a template to the master and to reflect the master. Now, the second thing you have to know about Joseph is that he represents the end time, of course, because of what he did. He represents the end time saints. Are we together? And then I must zone it to this local church. There are people, I was in a service where a man of God came and said that, I can't talk about this local church. I'm going to be talking about another place. So I'm trying to tell you how you are privileged and why this Joseph story seems to resonate with us personally and seems to be something that is being an emphasis, because Joseph represents Christ. Joseph walked accordingly to fulfill his purpose and destiny, such that even Jesus could stand up and clap for him and say, this guy has done and lived a kind of life that I can say is Jesus-like. I listen to me. And then I can also zone into this local church and tell you that I've been in services, and I've been in a service where a man came from somewhere. I mean, he came from America, not knowing the pastors of this church. Only he had heard about them. And while he was giving a prophecy, probably in his last day of the conference, he said that this church is going to birth Josephs and Benjamins. I listen to me. So it has been zoned again. Now, I've told you the prophetic body of Christ, end time significance. But I'm also telling you why you that you are here. It's not a mistake. Is there a mistake that you're posted to Poly or you're in UI or that you're serving in Ibadan? It might look like a prison time, but God is positioning you such that he wants you to hear this word. And you are in this place for such a time as this, like Esther, and you are hearing what has been said about this local body that is going to birth Joseph's and what? Benjamin's. Now listen to me. So when the story of Joseph is as if it's unending for us, it's as if he's reading, the prophet is reading, the pastor is reading, and new things are coming. And you're wondering, why is it not Judah? Why is it not Benjamin? Why is it not Reuben? God forbid. Why is it not Gad? You know, why is it Joseph? Joseph, again, received the blessing of the firstborn that was supposed to be on Reuben because of this same immorality issue and challenges. So, you know, Satan knows how to play his cards. He has been playing that card for long, and we have to be very aware of it. And then Joseph received the promise of the firstborn. Who is the firstborn from the dead? Jesus. So again, Jesus can look into the life of Joseph and say, this guy has so many things that reflect me, that look like me. The Bible says that I might be conformed to his image, that I may be the what? Firstborn among many brethren. So looking at the life of Joseph again, a young guy like you and me, fulfilling, walking accordingly, he didn't know that his life later was going to reflect Jesus and be a template. Had they known? Had Samson known? Had Solomon known? They would have, there are some decisions and choices they would have made. Look, your light in all eternity, you're going to write an epistle and a book about you. Do you understand? You might not be in the Bible right now for such a time. But in all eternity and the generations are going, you know, people are still, I think there are lots of generations. The books shall be open and people say, that boy, what's your name? Let's use it as an example. Oyedamola. That Oyedamola that went to Zion City. Do you know how he lived his life? And now you see why he's ruling that galaxy there. Open the books. And then guys in generation will now say, in all eternity, I want to live my life like Oyedamola. Apparently, he did not know that he was following after Christ. And he had made Christ his goal and his pattern. It's beyond this life, It's beyond this time. Do you understand? It's beyond 10, 20. How many years do we have left before Jesus comes? Just a few decades. Just a few years. Just a few years. Before you know it, 10, 20 years are here. Do you understand? Israel, 1948. We keep saying these things, you know. Before a generation closes, 100 years from 1948, everything's going to wrap up. Do you understand? So the point I'm trying to make is, let us live our life. Our destiny is to become more like Jesus. And like Pastor says this, you know, I'm trying to grab it, and God is helping me bit by bit. The more like Jesus you are, the better an architect, a professor, a computer scientist, a social, an economist you'll be. Trust me. Do you understand? Look at Prof. I can talk about Prof. Prof is a professor, but you see how Prof is touching lives. The other professors, though, but God is using Prof. You see, Prof was in America. When he was talking about, he made up his mind, I was coming back. I said, man, can I say this man is crazy? Because if we look at times now, people are trying to get out. And you know, and as I was talking, I was saying, by his mercy and grace, God has helped Prof. I'm sure Prof will not sit down in his house and say, I people had to draw anybody in. You know, because the choice was there. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so it's important that you look at people in your contemporary life and use as mentors. Do you understand? Many of us, a number of us made decisions. Don't think I'm just here. And don't think he's just here. And don't think a number of us are just here. God, by his mercy and grace, there was that point where you had to make a decision. And you had to make that choice. Right, listen to me. So don't think these guys don't have what they want to do or they don't have purpose. In fact, it's purpose that has made one here by his mercy and grace. Right, listen to me. Because I want to take this thing serious. So you see, I've told you that he's zoned locally. Is zoned globally, is zoned time-wise, is zoned because of the kind of life the guy lived, and because your own life too, in all eternity, want to read the books about you and say, how come this guy is ruling a whole planet? The Bible says that they will rule cities, they will rule planets. What did the guy do? God will open the books now and show you his life. So you yourself, you can still repattern your life in eternity and say, I want to live his life. Do you understand? Now, the thing that I used to analyze the life of Joseph again, because you see, his life, if you're not careful, you just keep seeing new things will be unveiling, because it's all about the Christ, is the blessings of Joseph. All right, listen to me. The blessings of Joseph give a summary of the guy's life and of your own life. If you pattern your life according, see, the life of Jabez reflects the life of Christ. Everybody, however small your the sentence of that person is, your sum is supposed to be all glorious. And their inheritance was given to somebody else. So, the blessing of Joseph, I'll first read it in. I know I've marked some particular, what's the name now? Translations. But even before I do that, let me just read out the things I've written. Joseph is a type of Christ, of whom we are all seed of Christ. You know, so you are patterning your life after Joseph. You don't lose anything. The blessings of Joseph show the growth, challenges, and crown of this Christ and his seed, of Jesus and his seed and his brothers. Joseph is a type and a reflection of Christ. You see, I kept writing it down. I don't know. It just couldn't leave me. And Prof said that thing last week, that Joseph represents Christ. Now, there's something that he was talking about, the dream of Joseph. I wrote here, the dream of Joseph, the dream that Joseph had, and this applies to you, so you need to hold on to this, was just a snapshot of what God's plan for him is. He was just seeing ruling. But as far as God was concerned, he's more than ruling. No? See, that dream, as we are talking about it, and the reason I'm talking to you, is because many of you are having dreams. Oh, maybe sometimes the dream comes as a passion. It might not even be a dream that you slept in the night. So stop looking for a dream of sleeping in the night and hearing something or seeing something. Sometimes revelation from the word of God. Sometimes it's just a passion, like Nehemiah. It's just a dissatisfaction. Do you understand? And you see, the reason I'm emphasizing this thing is some people are making that mistake of a passion, running after the passion just in the natural. Yeah, you're dissatisfied with the environment, or you're dissatisfied with the way the road is. You're dissatisfied with the leadership. You're dissatisfied with how the government is. You're dissatisfied with the urban region. You're dissatisfied with different things in the environment. Yeah, it's a seed. It's a passion. It's a dream. Do you understand? It's a longing. I listen to me. Are you hearing me? But let me tell you, that's just a snapshot. That's just the surface. Do you understand? Your dream. Maybe sometimes some of you is just even the music industry. You're longing to see more gospel songs. That's just the surface. So don't go and bear. It's bebeto. Don't just think, the dream. That's not it. It's just a seed. In fact, let me tell you, it's just a snapshot. The dream has depth. You don't know the depth of the dream. See, that thing that Joseph saw about them bowing, that wasn't it. He was thinking, I have to get to that throne. That's why when he was in prison, when he told that guy, he said, look, remember me. I need to get out of here. But no, it wasn't about that. It was about him saving his family, saving the whole world, saving a whole generation, saving the 12 tribes of Israel, saving a whole generation. God's word had to be fulfilled. There were so many things tied to it. So don't think that, my passion for ruling, my passion for leadership, my passion for music, my passion, that is it. It's just surface. You have to find the depth, the length, the height, the width. Do you understand? And that's why you have to chill. You have to relax. Tell anyone, say chill. You have to relax. I can't hear. You have to process the dream. Do you understand? And it's in the place of prayer. It took that guy 13 years for him to come to have the character that can carry the God's dream. It wasn't his dream. It was God's dream that God just translated to him, that said, Oyinda wala lele, see Kenny lele, see this is your first zone. This is, what's your own? Hussein zone. Do you understand? You want to hear your name. This is Biola zone. Everybody has, the dream is too big. It's God's dream. And he's breaking it for every member of the body of Christ. It's not about you, let me tell you. It's about his purpose. His eternal purpose, long, height, depth. We always sing that song. Our God is the biggie, 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 biggie. You understand? Oh, far, oh, fair, oh, gee. You understand? The dream has depths. I listen to me. So don't just feel that, oh, that passion. God has to transmit that thing. You might, sometimes it's to your emotions. You know, sometimes you can't get across to your spirit, man, because we're insensitive. So it gets across to your emotions. It might get across to different parts of you. What you need to start doing is start processing it in the realm of the spirit and by the spirit. I'm praying about it. God, let your kingdom come, your will be done. Sometimes you can't even measure. I listen to me. So I wrote here, the dream that Joseph had was just a snapshot of God's plan for, I even wrote you there. It has depth, it has width, it has height, it has length. The depth and the root, get this, is always in Christ, in the spirit. Before you jump and say, I have to join your political party to fulfill the dream and to fulfill the vision. No. God in his mercies, he might want to do it. That is God. Let God. Leave that unto God. But for you to say that you need to jump in the natural and start taking steps just in the natural, you're going to miss it and spoil it. You won't fulfill it. You won't fulfill half of it, or even you won't scratch the surface. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. So you need to go back to the root, to the depth of the dream, because the root of the dream is spiritual. The root of the dream is Christ that filleth all in all. And it is beyond what you are seeing in the surface. Now, again, I wrote here, I said nothing is wrong with the surface, but just know that it has depth, it has a root, and it is found in what? Christ and in the Spirit. Now, again, I also wrote here, okay, I've already told you this. Everything has times and seasons and zonings prophetically. Everyone in the Bible is supposed to reflect Christ, you know. And we are talking about him because he fulfilled his own purpose and destiny. Today we are talking about Manchester City. Because they won the Premier League, right or wrong? If you are angry, I know that you are not a member, you are not part of, you might not be a fan of Man City, but they won and there's nothing you can do about it. True or false? Why is it not Tottenham you are talking about? Why is it not Burnley you are talking about? Why is it not Leicester you are talking about? Do you understand? But the point is the winner you are talking about, isn't it? Again, whether you like it or not, they won. There's nothing I can do about it. And again, Prof talked about something. Contention. There's contention for the dream. Don't just think that he's going to... I'm going to end with the blessings of Joseph. And when he talked about that, I remembered that even Daniel, when he dreamed, the angel said, from the first day that you dreamed. Now, what did he say again? The first day that you prayed, you know, you had a dream and he sought to understand it. So you can see Daniel's tactic. So you can pick to live a better life with a better testament. You can pick from Joseph's life how he had a dream and then go to Daniel's life, how he started praying about the dream from the first day. Don't just say that, oh, Joseph had a dream and then he started mouthing it. There are some guys around you that they have no clue what you're talking. They are half brothers. Half means that half like you, half no understand. Do you understand? There's nothing you can do about it. Half, you is in your room, but half, you don't come to fellowship. So everything that you are getting, the revelation understanding, it can't really flow. There are some things that you don't need to talk about. You talk to what they can understand. Do you understand? Are you listening to me? You have to be very wise as a serpent. But you can see the next thing, and so the next principle that we can take is from Daniel's life, where he started praying about it. He didn't understand it, but on a daily basis, he started praying about it. And then the angel said something. He said, from the first day that he started praying about it, I have longed to explain to you. But in the heavenlies, there was contention with a particular angelic prince. The point we're trying to make is that the dream is nice, the dream is true, but there is contention. And for Joseph, the anchor's shot. And so let's quickly end with Joseph's blessings. Because this gives you an understanding of what we are about to face, what we are facing, what we'll continue to face to attain what Joseph attained and what Christ attained. So in Genesis 49, sorry I'm taking your time, but you see, it's God is about you and it's about your destiny. You're not in poly for nothing. It's not a mistake. You're not in UI. It's not a mistake. You're not in Zion City. It's not a mistake. God position. And when Prof was talking again, I need to say this. Joseph was kept in the prison of the king's guards. Every stumbling block was a stepping stone. God himself was overlooking that. prison area, Tumawani. This is a prison area he's supposed to be. Not in that area, not in that quarter, but where the prison's guards are. God is moving in the affairs of men. He's causing all things to work together for your good. You think you're in pulley just like that, or in that room just like that, or in that. That's why some things, you shouldn't try and press button every time. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so he was positioned in that place because guess what? It was in that place he was going to meet the butler and the baker. It was in that place I was going to meet those guys and interpret their dream. And then the next step. See, God knows. See, God is in control. Oh. There's nothing that he says that a sparrow, a hair on your head, he doesn't miss anything. No. We're not just talking English. We're talking reality of what the man is in control of, in charge of. It says every star, he knows them by name. We are talking about someone that created these things for himself and is in charge and knows everything. How much more you? The steps that you took today, he knows. The cab that you're going to take, he knows. It's just that the best way for you to align is when you pray in the Spirit and cooperate with him by the Spirit so that everything can be aligned in accordance with his will. And what the enemy meant for evil in putting him in prison, God was working together for good. It's like playing chess. And so let's quickly read the blessings of Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall, even over obstacles and challenges. The archers have bitterly grieved him. So this is expected. Archers, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the pride of life. The Bible talks about Satan, the wiles of the devil. They are like, how did he put it in Ephesians? Fiery darts. The archers, sometimes archers are even words that have been spoken about. You might even be family members that have spoken words about you. The archers shot at him, seeking to grieve him. They shot at him and hated him. But his bow remained in strength. You see, remember those places where you see the presence of the Lord was with him. Mercy, grace, favor. The presence of the Lord was with him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong. He's an invisible hand. By the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. So he's connected to his father. You need spiritual covering, you know. Don't say you can't do it by yourself. The guy has a pastor that is praying, you know. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. The Bible says, I'm the good shepherd. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with the blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. That's NKJV. Let me read it in Message. Joseph is a wild donkey. A wild donkey by a spring. Spirited donkeys on a hill. That's why sometimes they talk too much. The archers with malice attacked, shooting their hate-tipped arrows, but he held steady under fire. His bow firm, his arms limber, with the backing of the champion of Jacob, the shepherd, the rock of Israel, the God of your father. May he help you. And may the strong God, may he give you his blessings. Blessings stumbling out of the skies. Blessings bursting up from the earth. Blessings of the breasts and womb. May the blessings of your father exceed the blessings of the ancient mountains. Surpass the delights of eternal hills. May they rest on the head of Jacob, on the brow of the one consecrated among his brothers. One last one. Joseph is a fruitful son. A fruitful son by a fountain. Daughters step over the wall. So we are talking about boys and girls, men and women. The interpretation here is a fruitful bow. Branches run over the wall. So the branches are the girls. The fruitful bow is the son. Do you understand? And embitter him, yea, they have striven, yea, hate him, do archers. And his bow abideth in strength, and strengthened are the arms of his hands, by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, whence is a shepherd, a son of Israel. We are talking about having a pastor. We are talking about by the God of thy father who helpeth thee. Who is thy helper in the New Testament? The Holy Spirit. So this involves, you're not going to sit passively and expect the blessings to come on you. You have to engage with the Holy Spirit. By the blessings of the Father, by the blessings of the God of thy father who helps you. You have to let the Holy Spirit help you in your infirmities. In the place of praying in the Spirit, there's something you have to do. Don't just think that the blessing will come out. They are contenders. And so there are things that you need to do, and this is where you need to engage the helper, the God of your fathers, who will help you, who will strengthen your arms, and the mighty one who blesseth you. The Bible says, I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Blessings of the deep that lie under, rooted and grounded in love. Blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The Bible calls our God is El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough, supplying all of your needs. The blessings of the womb says that your people will be willing in the day of battle. Out of the womb of the morning, you will birth kings. You will rule and reign. See, your destiny is bright to all of you that I'm sitting here. You are the Josephs. Jesus, I've told you that he's zoned here locally, he's zoned globally. By the blessings, the Father's blessings have been mighty above the blessing of my progenitors. That means that what he's trying to say is that the blessing of these end time guys is going to be better than the blessings of the fathers. The glory of the latter was greater than the glory of the former. Then finally, he says, they are for the head of Joseph, they are for your head in Jesus' name. Your head is where your brain is. Even where your brain is, they are for your head in Jesus' name. And for the crown of the one separate from his brethren. Let us stop, or else we will not stop this blessing. But I see the most important thing is that I want you to appreciate, and there's a word I'm looking for. I want you to when something is relevant to you, I want you to relate to it. Yes, I want you to treasure it, and I want you to relate to this person. Joseph Nye. No, I've told you, that's why I started with why globally you are Joseph's, because you are the seed of Christ. And Joseph is the template of Christ. And we are picking things from the life of Joseph because it reflects Christ. See, the end of it all is to be like Jesus. Do you understand? Why we are celebrating Joseph is because he's like Jesus. We're not just being like Joseph for Joseph's sake. See, everything inside the life of Joseph is in Christ. Blessings of heaven above, blessings of the depth and of the sea. Christ has filled everything. I don't care what field you are. The more like Jesus you are, you get the blessing of heaven in that area. You get the depths of blessing in that area. You get the blessings of the breast and of the womb in that area. Are you listening to me? Do you understand what I'm saying? This blessing, that's what he's saying. He says this blessing surpasses the blessing of your fathers. The natural blessings that you've heard in that field or in that area, your own blessing surpasses it. You don't seem to believe. You can go and start such, God forbid, but don't go and put the blessing outside for the blessing inside, the blessing of destiny. Are you listening to me? Do you understand what I'm saying? What you are looking for in Sokoto is already in your Sokoto. It's right in your word, in the word of God, and this destiny. So that's why these messages and this particular services seem to be destiny making, because our lives are really tied to it. And it's about you and me. And this natural guy reflects the spiritual eternal man, Christ, which is in you, the hope of glory. The natural political solutions that you are looking for are not the solutions. The eternal depth, wisdom of the Christ are the solutions to the natural things. And tell me, Joseph is better than one of the best economists that we've ever had, and managers. He didn't just be a manager and economist that went to Harvard or anything. This is the guy that saved lives and saved generation. And when we are looking for the people that entered Canaan, you have Caleb, you have Joshua, you have the people under 20, and you have the bones of Joseph. Because Joseph said, don't leave my bones in Egypt. Take me to the promised land. See how far he went and how far he saw. Let's bow our heads. We leave the remaining to the Holy Spirit to show us. And now when they present this to you, like Israel and Esau, what are you going to take? Are you going to be scrambling like the chicken, looking for what to eat in the ground? Or are you going to soar like an eagle and have foresight and know where to be, where to go, what pertains to you, what relates to your destiny? The archers will come. The Potiphar's wives will come. The pits will come. The prisons will come. The archers will come. People will say things. They will almost offend you. But you must remain strong in the mighty God of Jacob. You must remain rooted and grounded in love. That's a mighty thing I must end with. You must be rooted and grounded in love. You must continue to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You must continue to pray that God will strengthen you so that you be rooted and grounded in love, comprehending with all saints. What is the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth of the love of God that passes knowledge, so that you'll be filled with all the fullness of God, the blessings of heaven above, blessings of the depth within, blessings of the breast and of the womb. These things, it will not be natural blessings. We are talking about impact. We are talking about destiny. We are talking about healing, influence. We are talking about solutions. We are talking about just your presence, your thinking, your thoughts, insights, ideas, concepts. We are talking about not noisy or loud or proud. We are talking about humble, you know, but yet destiny is going through you. Healing is coming through you. Millions and billions are flowing through you. You're making decisions. You know, Joseph wasn't Pharaoh. He wasn't the king. You won't be God, but you are important and relevant in your position to fulfill purpose and destiny. That is what we're talking about. And so it's beyond the banking and the architecture and the interior design and the computing that I'm studying and the economics I'm studying and the political science I'm studying. Beyond that, what it is the blessing of the womb conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ, the firstborn among many brethren. And then these other things will be added unto you. Let's stand up as we pray together.
I don't know if you know this, it's an old timer song. Change my heart to gold. Make it ever true.
Change my heart.
Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. May I be like you.
One more time. Change my heart, O God.
Change my heart, change my heart, O Lord. Make it ever true, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, change my heart, O Lord. May I be like you, may I be like you.
I'm going to take it two more times. It's a heart song. If anywhere the changes need to come, it's heart. It's heart. Our heart now is self-programming of our lives. That heart needs to leave the program to God. Change my heart. Let me be ever true. Let me be transparent before God. Let me be like Him. And with God, He will bring it to pass. Needs to be a trust. Many times we don't trust God. We need a change in the heart. I'm going to take it two more times and then we'll pray.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Make it ever true. Change my heart. Change my heart, O Lord.
God is the potter. We are the clay. Let Him make us. Let Him mold us. This is our prayer so that we can be the vessel that God wants us to be. Put one hand to your chest and lift the second hand to God. And let's bow our heads. Say, Heavenly Father, have mercy on me. You are a good God. You created me for your own pleasure. You created me to fulfill destiny. You created me to manifest your glory. Help me to walk with your time, to walk with your pace, to do your will, to grow spiritually, to grow
in my inner man, to grow in revelation knowledge, to grow in the power of prayers. Help me to become more like you, so that with your nature, I will affect my generation and fulfill my destiny. Help me to have a honest heart, to constantly repent, come under the blood in my weaknesses, to be strong in the word of God, and to be strong in prayers. You will help me, O God, under covering the fathers of this house and under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Rababa shakata kabrabaka. Let's pray in the spirit. Maribe santrebedo rabasakitere. Merci. Maribakoto kobrodo sakababa shandere. Thank you, Jesus. Rustalede marante. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Regedebe kaka brododo sandele. Regedebe kaka bambastu. Makatore skeri kababa shaki. Mariketori ankratoles. Ragadebe kisu krikato baranta. Kakatores kerede kakubo shake marite sontelegi ruska kapa pa kusteke makatosta maribaste kinto kebrebe kaka bamba shaka merebe kisuska merebe kakurebe saka tokerede rigadebe kasi zustalala. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you.